In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The Lord be with you. As for me, I trust in the Lord. Let me be glad and rejoice in your mercy, for you have seen my affliction. Today is Monday of the fourth week of the season of Lent. Again, I'm saying Mass alone, but I'm hoping that some will listen and perhaps be a part of this, particularly those from the parish. Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy. You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy. You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Let us pray. O God, who renew the world through the mysteries beyond all telling, grant, we pray, that your church may be guided by your eternal designs, and not be deprived of your help in this present age. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. A reading from the book of Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, Lo, I am about to create new heavens and a new earth. The things of the past shall not be remembered or come to mind. Instead, there shall always be rejoicing and happiness in what I create. For I create Jerusalem to be a joy and its people to be a delight. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and exult in my people. No longer shall the sound of weeping be heard there, or the sound of crying. No longer shall there be in it any infant who lives but a few days, or an old man who does not round out his full lifetime. He dies a mere youth who reaches but 100 years, and he who fails of a hundred shall be thought accursed. They shall live in the houses they build and eat the fruit of the vineyards they plant. The word of the Lord. I will praise you, Lord, for you have rescued me. I will extol you, O Lord, for you drew me clear and did not let my enemies rejoice over me. O Lord, you brought me up from the netherworld. You preserved me from among those going down into the pit. I will praise you, Lord, for you have rescued me. Sing praise to the Lord, you his faithful ones, and give thanks to his holy name. For his anger lasts but a moment, a lifetime his goodwill. At nightfall, weeping enters in, but with the dawn, rejoicing. I will praise you, Lord, for you have rescued me. Hear, O Lord, and have pity on me. O Lord, be my helper. You changed my mourning into dancing. O Lord, my God, forever will I give you thanks. I will praise you, Lord, for you have rescued me. Glory and praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Seek good and not evil so that you may live, and the Lord will be with you. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel of John. At that time, Jesus left Samaria for Galilee. For Jesus himself testified that a prophet has no honor in his native place. When he came into Galilee, the Galileans welcomed him, since they had seen all that he had done in Jerusalem at the feast. For they themselves had gone to the feast. Then he returned to Cana in Galilee, where he made the water wine. Now there was a royal official whose son was ill in Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus had arrived in Galilee from Judea, he went to him and asked him to come down and heal his son, who was near death. Jesus said to him, "Unless you people see signs and wonders, you will not believe." The royal official said to him, "Sir, come down before my child dies." Jesus said to him, "You may go, your son will live." The man believed what Jesus said to him and left. While the man was on his way back, his slaves met him and told him that his boy would live. He asked them when he began to recover, and they told him, "The fever left him yesterday, about 1 in the afternoon." The father realized that just at that time, Jesus had said to him, "Your son will live." And he and his whole household came to believe. Now this was the second sign Jesus did when he came to Galilee from Judea. The Gospel of the Lord. We may, at some time in the future, consider this time our own Babylonian exile. But it was a time where the people of Israel kept faith, and we need to keep faith, even though we're separated so from our churches and from the Mass. This is quite a time we're living in. Next to the disease itself, our greatest struggle right now is with anxiety. I can attest to this because by nature, I seem to worry about everything. But there is a truth about this that we must take to heart. Worrying does not make our burden less, but greater. It is for this reason that we pray immediately after the Lord's Prayer at Mass, "Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin, and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ." Christ came into the world to give us hope and mercy. That is why we pray to be delivered of distress, in the old translation, anxiety. And we also ask to be healed from sin. Anxiety about what we may face tomorrow saps away at the strength we need for today. While we are in the world, we must prove by our discipleship that we are not of the world. The perfect model for the world is the stock market. The slightest hint of bad news makes it crash, and any glimmer of hope makes it soar, up and down, but mostly down. The constancy of faith gives us Jesus, who is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. The world is afraid of its shadow. The Christian brings the light of Christ to the darkness. We are hearing a lot of good advice from the medical people. Wash your hands, don't touch your face, cover your coughs, keep 6 feet away from others, stay away from crowds, keep numbers to 10 and under, remain at home or isolate as much as possible, stock up but don't empty the stores. It is also important that you still hear the message of the church. Most churches are still offering confession. But if a stay-at-home order makes this impossible, make a good act of contrition with the intention of receiving the sacrament when you can. Although we do not gather for Mass, we can pray anywhere. Say the Rosary. Offer the Stations of the Cross at home. Read the Scriptures. Offer one another, novenas, There are many being suggested. Watch your parish priest offer private Sunday Mass on the computer or on a smart TV. Keep the connection alive with your local parish and make a spiritual communion. Call older family members and neighbors to see if they're okay. Our emotions are not totally under our control, but we can do what we can to brush off our fear and not be controlled by the old man of sin. We need the courageous faith and discipleship of the new man reborn in Christ. This is not a time to live life as usual with no changes to our behavior. We must be prudent. Religion is not magic, and praying by itself will not keep anyone healthy. It is upsetting to hear stories of people, even clergy, who are flaunting the rules recommended by medical professionals and the governor. This is not a matter of Caesar versus Christ, but of the church and state working together to save lives and to prevent needless suffering. Put aside worry and live your life prudently. As believers and as citizens, submit to those who have authority over you. The attitude that no one can tell me what to do is not from God, and it will end up hurting people and possibly you too. Pray that we might be protected from disease. Pray that we will have the faith to remain steadfast if we or loved ones become ill. Continue to be a good Christian. If you were not so before, then turn your life around now and be the saint God called you to be. God never refuses a contrite and humbled heart. Love each other and give your hearts over to God. And when you pray that this cup might pass you by, then submit to providence and say with Jesus, "Not my will, but thy will be done." If you should be tempted to panic, then repeat the admonition given by Jesus. Be not afraid. Be not afraid. Be not afraid. The terrible virus we face will come and go. However, fear will always be a plague seeking to overwhelm us. Trusting the Lord has an eternal value beyond measure. Fearfulness is a robber that would steal our pearl of great price. Hold tightly to that treasure that the thievery of men, the infestation of moths and vermin, and the corruption of rust and disease cannot destroy. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, make us truly a nation that trusts in you and that prays unceasingly. Guard us against the virus that plagues the earth, or at least give us the faith and courage to endure what we must. Protect us as well from anxiety, fear, and worry. Confirm our trust in you. Strengthen our sense of peace in ourselves and with our fellow men and women and with you. Grant us joy in knowing your infinite mercy. Comfort us in a hopeful assurance that we stand in right relationship with you. Never allow your children to forget the freedom that comes with awareness that beyond this is this passing world, all eternity awaits us. While we rightly miss coming together to worship you, please give us the full benefit of the graces that come in making a spiritual communion. Amen. Knowing that God hears the cries of his children, we bring forth our petitions. For peace in a wounded world, we pray, Lord, hear our prayer. That the suffering of the sick will know the healing of Jesus, we pray, Lord, hear our prayer. For an increase of vocations, the priesthood and religious life, and the good and holy marriages, we pray, Lord, hear our prayer. For a great respect for the sanctity of human life, we pray, Lord, hear our prayer. And for those of us who are afraid, and for those of us who are sick, and for those of us who are now without employment, please, Lord, look graciously upon us and give us your help. For this we pray. Lord, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, we offer all these prayers, spoken and unspoken, in Jesus' name. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life. By the mystery of this water and wine, we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink. With humble spirit and contrite heart, may we be accepted by you, O Lord. May our sacrifice in your sight this day be pleasing to you, Lord God. Wash me, Lord, from my iniquity. Cleanse me from my sin. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice of your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church. May we receive, O Lord, we pray, the effects of this offering dedicated to you, so that we may be cleansed from old earthly ways and be renewed by growth in heavenly life through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For you have given your children a sacred time for the renewing and purifying of their hearts, that freed from disordered affections, they may so deal with the things of this passing world as to hold rather to the things that eternally endure. And so with all the angels and the saints, we praise you, as without end we acclaim. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. When we proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope, and Wilton our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with the Blessed Joseph, her most chaste spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever and ever. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. The peace of the Lord be with you always. May this being the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ bring eternal life to us who receive it. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Let's pass thine up as food and water, may we have some purity of heart. What has been given to us in time may be our healing for eternity. I will place my spirit within you and make you walk according to my laws, and my judgments you shall keep and observe, says the Lord. Let us pray. May your holy gifts, O Lord, we pray, give us life by making us new, and by sanctifying us lead us to things eternal through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. Renew your people within and without, O Lord, and since it is your will that they be unhindered by bodily delights, give them, we pray, perseverance in their spiritual intent through Christ our Lord. May God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Mass is ended. Go in peace.